Hi, everybody. This is Andrea Dumbecki, and this is Angel Life Makeover. You can find me at angelfairyhealing.com. You can subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode of my podcast. So today I will be talking about angel and unicorn energy healing. I felt like a lot of positive energies were coming in for self-healing. This is a powerful time of self-healing, and I felt the angelic and unicorn frequencies pouring in for those sensitive souls that really heal from those beautiful frequencies. So let's jump right into connecting with these frequencies, these pastel rainbow frequencies, beautiful white light frequencies, heavenly frequencies that are pouring in throughout ascension for us. The angels say it's time to regroup, it's time to connect within and just kind of shed the outward stress. It's really a time of plugging in. The unicorns come in with high dimensional joy, protection. They also help those of us that are leaders on earth. How do we be a sensitive, gentle leader of love on the planet? Many sensitive people get ungrounded when there's global stress. The unicorns come in to remind us to root deeper into the light and to be a beacon on earth, a leader of faith, a leader of heavenly energies, and most of all, just understanding that we've come here to earth for a reason. We've come to change the world. We know the world isn't perfect, but it's really important to be centered in love throughout this, right? We don't want to get overwhelmed by the fear, overwhelmed by the project of Earth, right? How do we fix the planet? How do we make everyone love each other? How do we stop war? How do we stop greed? How do we stop violence? How do we stop all these atrocities that have gone on for centuries? Well, from a higher spiritual perspective, we are bringing in wisdom, faith, compassion, and most of all, spiritual strength for leadership to lead us to the new earth. We keep hearing this term. What does this mean? The new earth means heaven on earth, means that we are collectively calling in a better quality of life, a better quality of consciousness for the planet. And it can be overwhelming. We can be overwhelmed by all the problems, but that's even why I'm doing this podcast, to help us to wrap our mind around that recognizing the problem is the first step to healing, and that you are the light. You are the miracle change. Your attention on earth, your prayers on earth, your light on earth is powerful. So I want to look at feeling powerless, right? We might feel powerless to heal the world, to change the world, but the angels remind us that your loving intention, your prayer, your light, and especially collectively sharing that is powerful. We can also ask, what can we do? What's our place? But know that we are all in this together. So let's do an earth healing together. Let's set that intention. Today, as we work with the angels and the unicorns, it's all about self-healing, but also global healing, because we are one with everything. As we ascend, as the evolutionary energies are coming through, we are becoming more one with everything. That means that our empathy is rising, and we can no longer tolerate a world that isn't filled with love. That's a positive thing. We don't want to ignore these problems. We want to love these problems, bring in solutions to these problems, right? So let's connect now with our beautiful angel guides. The archangels are with us. The guardian angels are with us. We also have beautiful unicorn friends with us, giant white unicorns of ascension, of evolution, of light, of empowerment, of leadership, guiding us, helping us to see our own light and potential, and to most of all, let go of this hypnotism that we are small, frail, powerless, victimized by earth, right? No, we are powerful beings of light who have come to change the world together, collectively. And what we desire is possible, right? In baby steps, though, we can start to fill the world with more love, with higher consciousness. We can clear the darkness. We can overcome the lower vibrations of consciousness and really together move into this higher vibrational new earth energy. So As we bring that in, we are collectively working with the archangels, the guardian angels, the unicorns, for shifting the planetary consciousness and rising above the fears that may be running us. How do we do that? We look at emotional repatterning. I love the term emotional repatterning because I feel like we get in these patterns, right, of fear, of worry, of stress, and we can consciously repattern those energies to whatever we want. We want to repattern those energies to oneness, to love, to faith, to joy, to possibility, abundance, right? So as we work with the energies of the angels, we're just going to bring in these higher codes, these higher frequencies. I see pastel rainbow energies, white crystalline Christ energies. We're calling these energies to the earth. We are understanding our place in evolution. We're understanding where we belong, what we should be doing. We are having a positive attitude. We are being solution oriented. And we're looking at that energy of being frozen in fear. I see this happening a lot. People are just overwhelmed by the state of the world and they get completely frozen in fear. So we want to loosen up this energy of being frozen in fear. We're bringing light to that. We're bringing angel support to that. We're bringing in the Christ energy. We are understanding that we are never alone. We are co-creating the universe. We are not separate from God. We're not separate from our angels. We're not separate from each other. And we all collectively have the same desire for peace. The darkness has no power. Fear has no power. We are programming Earth on the highest and best timeline of love, light, evolution. I want to address certain levels of suffering that humanity is facing right now. Violence, greed. We still have the codes of slavery, imperialism, feudalism, all these society systems of exploitation of animals and people and the haves versus the have-nots, right? These different classes. We're just kind of breathing love into that because we're seeing it come up a lot, right? The inequality, the lack of love. And we're just looking at the global priorities, intentions, morals, bringing more loving people with integrity into power, into positions of power in the government, into financial positions of empowerment. We want to rise above the consciousness that money rules, right? That money is the God and those with money rule the earth. We want to know that God rules the earth and that we are safe and peaceful no matter what. I know a lot of you have been seeing this. I mean, everybody's focused on the billionaires. They're running the planet. So we want to just kind of bring love and peace into all of these global issues that we are feeling, the fears, the lack of integrity, the lack of morals, whatever we're seeing in the media, in the collective, bringing light to that, bringing peace to that, and resetting to our truest state of love. And we are running the planet, right? I kept hearing this the past few years. We are reclaiming the planet. A lot of us have been hidden from ourselves, our power has been hidden. I've done lots of soul retrievals, collecting parts of myself from throughout the universe. I feel like on Earth, a lot of people have been oppressed throughout us, you know, eons, right? So we want to call back the fullness of our power, and we want to bring in the light, raise the vibration of ourselves and the universe, and just call in that positive energy. We're just working with the angels to do some clearing, to do some anchoring in, to do some centering, and we're working with the unicorns too to bring in that Christ healing energy. So the reason I work with the unicorns, I want to talk about this, and I want everybody to try to be open to the unicorns if you're guided to, because when I started to work with people with very sensitive hearts that were kind of felt unsafe on Earth, the unicorns were the only ones that could reach them. They had this transformational radiant heart energy that made these sensitive adults and children feel safe. Pegasus came through too. So I want to talk about these different types of spirit guides and, you know, connecting with our soul family spirit guides. You know, you might have a group of different spirit guides from angels, unicorns, leprechauns, trees, right? We want to just be open to this beautiful energy of our soul family on a multidimensional level, just opening up that beautiful connection to all these magical beings in different forms, the ones that we love to connect with. So we want to go on a little journey with the unicorns, going to the unicorn realm to get some rejuvenating energy for our soul to reset so that we can be a leader of the new earth. The unicorn realm is above duality. It's a place of powerful healing. It's a place of powerful oneness. When we click into this unicorn realm, we feel like we are coming home to a place where we don't have to fight, right? We don't have to fight for survival, fight for peace. We're just raising that vibration. And then we're anchoring that vibration into earth. We're calling the unicorn vibrations to earth. We're also working with the angels, calling in their vibrations. And we're clicking into these higher frequencies. This is powerful to do because many people are in fear right now. They're dipping into lower consciousness, lower astral realms. And what happens, right? When we are in fear, when we are in that lower consciousness, we open the gateway to lower realms. And I want to talk about that because as a psychic shaman myself, I have to control where I go, right? I can get into fear and get sucked into lower dimensions. That's why I work with Pegasus guides and I really spread awareness of astral travel. I used to astral travel unconsciously. Even as a child, I would go places and then I would feel scared and trapped. So we want to be consciously aware of, if we are an astral traveler, that we can control where we are. If you start to have negative visions and negative feelings and you feel like you're on any negative realms, you can just kind of pull yourself up into a higher realm with your intention, with your will. That's why I feel the Pegasus, the angels, are a very powerful anchor for that, right? You can always say, Archangel Michael, help me to move into a higher realm. Or my Pegasus guide, come rescue me from this lower realm. And I really feel it was important to talk about this because I was very lucky. As a psychic child, I had the support that I needed to understand my gifts as a shaman, as a multidimensional traveler. And so I just wanted to talk about that with everybody to shed some light on that, to help you to understand your abilities. If you're an astral traveler, if you're an empath, if you're a clairvoyant like me, I got lots of these abilities and I've continually had to practice controlling them, not fearing them, not thinking anything was wrong with me. And that's part of my life mission also, is to help others understand their gifts. So the reason I also bring this up today is because I feel our gifts are awakening even more, and that can be scary for us. I know it could be scary for me. I can think, oh my goodness, how am I going to fit into the world if I'm even more empathic, if I'm even more psychic? But remember that these are valuable gifts that are used to help humanity that many people had throughout the eons, right? There are always the healers, always the shamans, and we are making more space on the planet to accept this once again. So I'm also sending love and blessings to all the healers on the planet, that you may find your place, feel comfortable with your gifts, and know that you can thrive on earth. So that brings up the persecution energy that is still coming up, the patriarchal oppression of certain spiritual things, right? We all know about that. And we want to bring more love and healing to that as the planet evolves. Okay, so we're still doing some planetary healing together, bringing in those beautiful pastel rainbow lights with the angels, with the unicorns. We're bringing planetary healing, and now we're going to go into self-healing, just being present with yourself. Maybe you want to touch your heart and say, I am present with myself. I am healed. See yourself in a cocoon of healing light, working with the angels and the unicorns, filling this healing cocoon with beautiful light, feeling that you are safe and secure, repatterning any lower dimensional emotional patterns, ancestral patterns that we would like to uplift right now, and also releasing any darkness that you are holding on to that you no longer need. We're transmuting that. And that goes into any problems that you're facing. I know this is coming up for me, chronic problems or worries that I've had for years. And just how do we learn and grow from our challenges and overcome our challenges with wisdom. And know that our challenges are our school, right? They're our spiritual school. If you have a challenge that you're facing, even if it's long term, it's bringing you so much information. So it could make you a master healer. That's my story. I was faced with physical challenges again and again. And other challenges. Mm-hmm. I was born into a dysfunctional family, lots of psychological abuse, lots of addiction. And I had to overcome those things because what alternative did I have? But on a positive note, overcoming those things, bringing in holistic healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing for those things made me such a master at healing work that I can help myself and help others, and I continue to grow. So it's not a bad thing. It fueled me to move into my purpose, right? So I mocked that up in this life. So I wanted to shed light on all these evolutionary things that you may be facing. And I'm just sending lots of love to everybody. And know that I'm here if you guys need a private session. I work with energy healing. I do angel readings. I work with psychic people. I work with sensitive people. And I do a deep soul therapy and soul retrievals. So you can also find me in my Facebook group, Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki. And you can go to my website, angelfairyhealing.com. I'm wishing you lots and lots of positive energy for your personal evolution. And I remind you that this is an intense time, so bring in your toolkit, practice extra positive activities, boost your faith daily, and know that we are all in it together and we are forging the new earth, right? The more darkness we see on the planet, the more it calls us to triple the light, right? If we see darkness, we're going to call in 10 times more light. The earth needs our light, needs our healing, needs our positive energy, and we are in it together. So I'm sending you lots and lots of angel healing, lots of unicorn healing. Connect daily with your angels and your unicorns. You can do this through meditation, through intention, through journaling, through reading. These are powerful spirit guides that are with us right now. Open your hands and your heart to them. Attune to them now. And know that you are never alone. So I will talk to you guys soon. Lots of love.